That's the HBGC woman.
Digital Mister. Hey, what I said, sir. Yeah. No. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo. Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said, yeah.
Yes, this is the Clarendon Connection with your host, Pastor Cameron. And truly we continue to say, Eternal Father, bless our land. Guard us with thy mighty hand, keep us free from evil powers. Be our light through countless hours. To our leaders, great defender, grant you wisdom from above. Justice to yours forever. Jamaica, land we love. We continue to trust in our Maker, because without him we are nothing. We share like the writer that says, what a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Even on earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. So many things are happening. Some strange things are happening. You see, there is like an environmentalist war taking place in Jamaica. There's a cockpit country where company was around the backside was granted mining rights. People are not happy about what is happening because backside mining has reduced people's ability to live, not only in Chilani, in cockpit country, but also in Discovery Bay, in St. Anne. Another company is mining limestone. And the government just seems to give way to these companies and are country guards to what the environmentalists are saying. Because the government says it's a done deal. But it's the same project that NEPA, they're one of the main environmentalist group that has turned down this project, but the government is going ahead with this project. One of the things that they are saying that they will get over $65 million in taxes, and they have given so much hectares of land to be mined up in the cockpit country. So we wait and see the outcome of these, because the environment has said they are not taking this sitting down. We see where, what should I call it, chaos in the White House, because the President of the United States of America, Mr. Donald Trump, has not yet conceded to this blowout at the polls by the Democrat on the leadership of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And we are extremely proud of her. Trump has gone the way of the courts, hoping to overturn this election. I mean, Mr. Biden has already gotten more than 270 electoral college votes. As a matter of fact, he got 306. And President Trump and the Republican Party is still lingering at 232. So Mr. Biden is a clear winner. But the President of America, Mr. Donald Trump, has totally ignored the result of this election. As a matter of fact, from the very first night, he was claiming that he won. And he has been constantly spreading false news or fake news about this election. mean, Joe Biden has 78,963,203 votes. To Mr. Trump, 73,300,932. That's the last count, according to CNN. So Biden has 50.9% of the votes. 306 college votes. And President Trump, I don't know what he's waiting for to accept defeat. He has lost over 18 court cases regarding this election. 18. Up to Tuesday, Giuliani was thrown out of court. But we are expecting on the 28th of January, or probably even before, that Mr. Trump would have spent his last days in the White House. Donald Trump is a racist. The Republican Party continue to spread false news, fake news. I mean, you see now, see here, Secretary of State Pompeo is saying that there is a Trump will be having a second term, and they're talking all type of fake news as if the man isn't a loser. I have noticed that so many prominent evangelicals has come out in support of President Trump. Even going to the point of saying that, prophesying that he's going to have a second term. I mean, you have prominent evangelicals like Paula White, Pat Robertson, Kenneth Copeland, Prophet Brian Korn, Sid Rutt. It has gone as far as Franklin Graham saying that God has chosen Donald Trump. But God is no respecter of person, you know. And I believe with all my heart that if God has chosen Donald Trump for a second term, there's no way Biden could have gotten 306 electoral college votes. No way. If God has chosen President Trump for a second term, the first man to pass to get the 270 electoral, to make mistake, anything God speak, it must come to pass. And by the way, it is public record that Donald Trump held a meeting with the white evangelicals, Christians, and told them that they must say that he was sent by God. God doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. So a lot of white evangelicals voting Trump because they claim that he's pro-life. But under President Trump, watch. The pandemic, which started last year, November, in Wuhan, China, came to America about March. ...244,449 people has lost their life because of this COVID in America. Matter of fact, I am reading the wrong thing. It is 254,291 as of Wednesday the 18th. That's the total lives that have been lost in the United States under President Trump watch. Since the election, he has paid scant regard for the loss of life by COVID. And you're going to tell me that this man is pro-life? It is the same President Trump who watched the men in the security forces lay on George Floyd's neck. And he spoke out against the demonstrators instead of speaking against the white police who committed murder. This President Trump, and you're going to tell me that this man is pro-life? President Trump took office in 2016. And up until now, he hasn't said anything about Roe versus Wade. He hasn't said anything. And if he was pro-life, that is what he should have spoke out against. What is Roe versus Wade? Roe versus Wade. In 1973, was a landmark decision by the U.S. Supreme Court in which the court ruled that the Constitution of the United States protect a pregnant woman to choose an abortion without excessive government restriction. So this is the landmark case on abortion. And the white evangelicals are saying, oh, Trump is pro-life. And he has done nothing. Is this man really pro-life? Over 1,245,000 people have died since this pandemic started worldwide. Yet still President Trump chooses to remove the United States of America from WHO. Is this man really this man has yet to reveal his taxes. Many, many years wrote of tax record he has hidden. As a matter of fact, he keep on saying he's smart for avoiding taxes. He's smart. But the white evangelicals are saying that this man was sent by God. I have seen they are now pushing this conspiracy that it's a fraud, the election is a fraud, because President Trump doesn't win. You see where Kenneth Copeland and his congregation, they laugh at Biden. Laugh at him. Paula White was calling in angels from Africa because she hears an abundance of rain. But America is a democratic society, and majority rules. I even see an instance on CNN where President, they were saying that somebody voted in a dead person vote. And the lady was on television saying, no, her husband is dead, yes. But she voted. Voted because she has a vote and she can vote. And her husband is dead, yes, but she cast her vote for the Democratic Party. Yet still, President Trump and Giuliani went to court to say dead people voted. The Republicans, they voted day of the election. Democrats was encouraged to mail in their votes. So on election night, in no time, President Trump sweep through Florida. And in Pennsylvania, where the mail-in votes were counted after election, the votes that were cast on election day, they were counted first. The mail-in votes were counted last. The Republicans vote on the day of election. Democrats do mail-in votes. So when the early counting starts, sure, President Trump was ahead in Pennsylvania, all over the place, he was ahead. But when the mail-in votes came in, Joe Biden licked him left, right, and center. And we are so happy. So now they are shouting, fraud, fraud, fraud. As a matter of fact, at one point, President Trump wanted the voting to stop, the counting to stop. Because he realized that if the counting stopped, he would lose even by a wider margin. President Biden, when he was declared the winner, he recognized the power of the black votes. And I am hoping that the black voters, every black voters, You must now realize the power of your vote. Because take a state like Georgia. You always vote Republican. The Democrat has turned Georgia blue. President Trump thought he won Pennsylvania, but he lost it by a lot. Look at a state like Arizona. I would call it John McCain Town. But you see, he disrespected John McCain. President Trump has no regard for people who serve in the armed force. As a matter of fact, he did call them losers and suckers. But he was terribly against John McCain. As a matter of fact, John McCain's wife came out publicly and supported Biden. And a lot of the Republicans, a lot of them, men like Colin Powell, came out and say, you know, people should not vote for Trump. And some people are still wondering, how did he get there in 2016? Because Hillary has most of the vote. And he came from nowhere and won 2016. But in 2020, it is not so. We see in Michigan tonight where the Republicans earlier they blocked the certification of Michigan and then they reversed it. But they realized that what they were doing was wrong. According to Pfizer, the vaccine is 95% effective. And they are expecting FDA approval within a number of days. So, you know, the world is awaiting that. So far, we haven't heard any other countries announcing a vaccine. But Pfizer says it is 95% effective and they are expecting the FDA approval within days. President-elect Joe Biden has said that unless there's a smooth transition, more people will die in America. And as I said before, America death toll now stands at 254,291 people has died. Over 250,000 people has died from this pandemic. And I believe if President Trump has treated this virus as it is, which he knew, because he was speaking to Bob Woodward and he told him he wanted to downplay, but he knew the virus was serious. But yes, he publicly he just come and say, oh, it's like the common flu, it'll go away when the summer comes around. And he ignored what Dr. Fauci was saying. And now America is on the second wave, all because of carelessness. They're saying now most of the states that he had his campaign rally. And I cannot understand these Republicans. Because they know the coronavirus is dangerous. They know the coronavirus love crowd. And yesterday, cram into President Trump rallies, indoors and outdoors. Nothing, no social distancing, no mask. And look what America is reaping today. So many people has died. Doesn't lives matter? Doesn't lives matter? And I know, I believe with all my heart, that President Trump will go down in American history as the worst president. He has no regard for democracy. He doesn't. President Trump friend the enemies of America. This is the Clarendon Connection with the host, Pastor Cameron. Take a break, studio. When we come back, we will continue our discussion. This is the Clarendon Connection on the Cameron Radio Show, your knowledge station. We're going to be right back with more and daily happenings, both in America.
There's power in the name of. There's healing in the name of. There's salvation in the name of. The Bible says that demons tremble at the sound of that name. Jesus, my sweet Rose of Sharon, my Lily of the Valley. Oh, that's the reason I say that.
Jesus is the answer for the world today.
If you have some questions in the corners of your mind, and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past seem to face you every day. But there's one thing I do know, that Jesus.
I know your skies are dark. You think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know, but the word of God is true, and everything He promised, He will do it for you. That's the reason I say,
Jesus.
Jesus is the answer
for the world today.
This is the Canon Connection with the host, Pastor Cameron. And as you have just heard, the song, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Well, the Republican thought that President Trump would make America great again. Well, let me tell you something. President Trump is just for his own self. He doesn't care about it. President Trump signed a deal in the Philippines. He signed a deal in Turkey, all for himself and his brand. President Trump is a racist. He doesn't want America to be great again. He wants his family to get all the benefits. We see here on Sunday where late reggae icon, cultural icon, Toots Ebert. He was laid to rest. That's on Sunday, November 15. Late reggae singer and cultural icon, Frederick Toots Ebert, was today laid to rest in the National Heroes Park. 2 months after his passing. Remember, he died on September the 11th. He was 77 years old. So he's buried in the Heroes Park. And they said, Toots is buried beside Dennis Brown. He's buried beside Dennis Brown. So they will be making a lot of music up there. Dennis Brown, one of the greatest reggae singers you have that Jamaica has produced. Dennis Emmanuel Brown. He was singing from age 11. In song like Stop Your Fighting, so early in the morning. Promised Land. Your love got a hold on me. So the man Toots is buried beside Dennis Brown in the National Heroes Park. We also see where the Member of Parliament for Maypen, Mr. Mike Henry, saying that there will be a statue of Toots erected in Treadlight in Maypen. So, you know, we was hoping that Toots would be buried in Maypen. And we know that Maypen would benefit greatly from tourists because Toots is known worldwide. And we have other news in Jamaica where they're now trying to pass a bill in Parliament for dog beat a 5-year-old kid. So the minister there in Parliament trying to pass what is called the dog legislation. This is an article that says in the recent election in that was held in America, the blacks really contributed towards President-elect Biden and Kamala Harris winning by so much. This is the largest voter turnout. But here it says, give us the ballot. Is a 1957 speech by Martin Luther King Jr. advocating voting rights for African American in the United States. King delivered a speech at the prior pilgrimage for freedom gathering at Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. on May 17. In the key section of his speech, King listed some of the changes that would result by African American regaining voting rights. It says, give us the ballot, and we will no longer have to worry the federal government about our basic rights. Give us the ballot, and we will no longer plead to the federal government for a passage of an anti-lynching law. Give us the ballot, and we will fill our legislative halls with men of goodwill. Give us the ballot, and we will place judges on the bench of the South who will do justly and love mercy. Give us the ballot, and we will quietly and non-violently, without rancor or bitterness, implement the Supreme Court decision of May 1954. So this was Martin Luther speaking about give us the right to vote. Give us a ballot. Because black people, it was illegal for black people to vote. It was illegal for a black man to learn to read and write. It was illegal for a black man to marry to a white woman. They have so many laws in America stuck against the black man. But it was the same Martin Luther King when he was speaking in Washington and the famous I Have a Dream speech, when he was talking about going to the mountaintop. Because it was in the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that was signed by JFK, that was brought into question by JFK, and it outlawed discriminatory voting practices adopted by many Southern states after the Civil War, including literacy tests as a prerequisite to voting. The combination of public revulsion to the violence of Johnson's political skill stimulated Congress to pass the Voting Rights Bill on August 5th, 1965. It says the Voting Rights Act of 1965 removed barriers to black enfranchisement in the South, banning poll taxes, literary tests, and other measures that effectively prevented African American from voting. Segregationists attempt to prevent the implementation of federal civil rights legislation at the local level. In 1965, the Voting Rights Act directed the Attorney General to enforce the right to vote for African American. The 1965 Voting Rights Act created a significant change in the status of America. African American throughout the South. The Voting Rights Act of 1965, signed into law by President Lyndon B. Johnson, aimed to overcome legal barriers at the state and local level that prevented African American from exercising their right to vote, as guaranteed under the 15th Amendment. The United States Constitution. Listen to this. On June 10, a coalition of 27 Republican and 44 Democrats ended the filibuster when the Senate voted 71-29 for a closure, thereby limiting further debate. This marked the first time in its history that the Senate voted to end a debate on a civil rights bill. And the history of America will tell you that it was, even though Lyndon Johnson passed this thing, it was President John F. Kennedy, along with Martin Luther, who started this bill. And after President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas, then Lyndon Johnson was sworn in. And it took him some time because the Republican wouldn't have none of it. Wouldn't have none of it. And today, well, we are glad in 2007, Barack Obama became the first black president. Number 44. Became the first black president in the United States of America. And all of this happened because the blacks had voting rights. And in this election, we see the president-elect Joe Biden has 78,963,203 votes. 206 electoral college votes he had. And the blacks contributed significantly to this. Every black man who voted in America in this last election, you should stand and feel proud. You have done justice. Martin Luther blood was not shed in vain. They killed him because he stood for blacks. Malcolm X blood was not shed in vain. Killed him. And on the 20th of January 2021, when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris swearing as president and vice president, every black man should feel proud. And we will declare to the world that every nigger is a star. It was Marcus Garvey who said, "Up you mighty race. You can accomplish what you will." And stand back. We will fight for our right to be free. Oh, how the blacks suffered in America. We have seen clips where back in the 60s, where they would turn hoses on black people for nothing, even for the right to vote. They turn hoses, water cannons on them, turn dogs on them. This is Bob Marley who said, "Stolen from Africa, brought to America, fighting an arrival, fighting for survival." It says, on August 6, 1965, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act into law, calling the day a triumph for freedom, as huge as any victory that has been ever won on any battlefield. The law came 7 months after Martin Luther launched a Southern Christian Leadership Conference campaign based in Selma, Alabama, with the aim of pressuring Congress to pass such legislation. In Selma, King wrote, "We see a classic pattern of disenfranchisement typical of the southern black belt areas where Negroes are in the majority." King, Selma, the shame and the promise. In addition to facing arbitrary literacy tests and poll taxes, African American in Selma and other southern towns and other southern towns were intimidated, harassed, and assaulted when they sought to register to vote. Civil rights activists met with fierce resistance to their campaign, which attracted national attention on 7th of March 1965, when civil rights workers were brutally attacked by white law enforcement officers on a march from Selma to Montgomery. They said that President Trump appointed what he called poll watchers. We see where that bus that was carrying Biden workers was almost derailed by thugs and hooligans. And hooligans in their big trucks and carrying flags. We still see the and that march in Saturday where they march down. And yes, the Proud Boys were there. And President Trump refused to condemn these white racist far right group who is in support with them for their wrongs. But Bob Marley in his song says, I hear the sound of the Rastaman say, Babylon, your throne gone down. But I turn that around and I say, I hear the sound of the Christian say, Trump on in throne gone down, gone down. We will rejoice. We will rejoice. Truly God is good to us. And we continue to trust in him. Give him all praise and honor and glory. None like Jesus. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And as the Apostle Paul encouraged us, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. He has chosen the black man. There's no need for us to feel inferior. Bible says, he that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. Trump has no regard for Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Matter of fact, President Trump called her a monster. You see what he has done to Yamichi Isildur. He has his men took the mic from her at the White House. But I'm sure she will have the laugh last. Because they say, he who laugh last, laugh best. And we are so happy to see the back of President Trump. And I hope that he will never be elected again. When he leaves the White House on the 28th of January, he must not set foot into that place. Never again for a man like this. He has done America more harm than good. He friend the Russians and the North Koreans more than his own. This is the Karen and Connection. Pastor Cameron here signing out. And I encourage you that they that trust in the Lord, they shall be like Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of the night and the rest of the week. And I will see you back next week. Same time, same place. Over to you, studio.